brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Taking your calls in this third hour, 1-800-259-9231, blasting out on the AM and FM dial across the country, a growing list of wonderful affiliates, simulcasting on the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're fighting this earth being turned into a prison planet. Webster Tarpley, an amazing author, researcher, investigative journalist, joins us today. And Maggie, been holding for a while in Texas. Let's bring her back up briefly. And Maggie, you know, you can bring up the fact that he was a happy young man. His family said he loved his work as an electrician. Regardless of all of that, now we know he didn't run. He wasn't wearing a jacket. He didn't have bombs. They sat on top of him and shot him between 8 and 14 times, depending on what report in the head. And now it's in the news today that the police lied on the reports from day one. Webster Tarpley, we know the government, that is, criminal elements of it, were behind the 7-7 and 7-21. That's been conclusively proven. What do you think happened with the Brazilian man?
I don't know, except to say that he was obviously murdered in cold blood, and it's shocking for a country like Britain that has always made such a big deal out of its defense of civil liberties. In reality, MI5, the British equivalent of the FBI, has pervasive police powers. It goes far beyond what the FBI has. And the best authority on this, I think, is David Shaler. I've had a chance to talk with him.
Yeah, we've had him on, a former MI5 agent.
I've been in conferences with him twice during 2005.
And Andy Michon.
And right, and that's the interesting book, Spies, Lies, and Whistleblowers, I think.
They're in my new film that's coming out, yeah.
You can go through the entire story of how the British government has created a police state.
And, of course, now it's come out that Tony Blair was never this little cool hippie on the college. He was always MI5.
Yes, that's David Shaler is the source of that report, I believe, on Tony Blair being an MI5 informant and spy.
But isn't it suspicious what happened to Dominguez? Because we know they like to use Latin Americans as doubles. It was like they were getting rid of somebody.
Yes, I think that there is a suspicion about this.
In other words, we don't know, but regardless, they killed him in cold blood. Then we have the guy on the airplane in Miami who, it turned out, hadn't said bomb, was having a panic attack. They killed him, too. I mean, are they setting some type of weird precedent?
Well, I think the only way to figure that out is to look at where we stand in terms of the drills. Now, right now, we're in the final phases of Terminal Fury 06, which is a bio-war drill in the Pacific, and we're going into Able Ally in the springtime, which is a NATO drill, and then we get Able Warrior, which is that special forces so-called anti-terror
that
drill
was used as a cover on 9/11.
Well, I don't know if Able Warrior precisely was going, but Able Danger certainly was. In other words, the matching component of
and
that.
Now we know the Able Danger people were trying to give data, and they were saying, hey, back off.
Well, again, I think that there's much more to this. I think that inside Able Danger there's something called Door Hop Galley that I'd love to know more about. But somehow there's a component of Able Danger that's actually running the terrorists while they're using...
No, I agree. All the evidence shows that. Does that answer your question there, Maggie?
No, you didn't let me finish making my point, Alex, which was that electricians have a knowledge of detonators, timers, demolitions, and things like that, and he was probably an expert on those subjects.
No, I hear you. We just really don't speculate a lot, but obviously the whole thing's suspicious. You did make your point. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Webster Tarpley here in just a moment. Talk about his new powerful book, 9/11 Synthetic Terror, the second edition. More on 9/11 and take your calls. Don't forget this hour is brought to you by, sponsored by Calben Pure Soap, calbenpuresoap.com. That's C-A-L-B-E-N, puresoap.com. They got great free catalogs there. It's made in America, no toxins or chemicals. It's all out of fruits and vegetables and works so much better than the toxic substances that you pay so much for. And it's a lot less than the organic soaps and things you buy at the grocery store. At the grocery store, you end up paying more, if you're lucky enough to have it in your grocery store, for organic high-quality soaps and cleaners than you do for the toxic stuff. Well, this is less than the toxic stuff and less than the other organic stuff there at the store. And they've been doing it long before it was trendy. They've been around since 1947. So coming up on 60 years here. They've been around for 59 years. Calben Pure Soap, folks. Website calbenpuresoap.com. Big banner on the left-hand side of InfoWars.com. Or give them a call for a free catalog. That's 1-800-340-7091. Very easy to remember. 1-800-340-7091. Now, as usual, I'm getting all sped up here today, talking faster and faster. trying to cover all the facets of government-sponsored terrorism or organizational-sponsored terrorism inside of our government while trying to cover the news and take your calls. Going back to Webster Tarpley, Webster, we catch the government, the governments of the world throughout history and in modern times, lying premeditatedly so many times, caught doing chemical and biological testing on the American people, radiating GIs, babies, and killing them cold-bloodedly, but still we just, oh, I'll trust the government, I'll trust the people that run it. When in reality, really smart serial killers go and join in these type of communal hives in government and promote each other into greater and greater positions of power. So it's kind of like a court of sickos all working in tandem in a communal system against us. It's a crew of rogues or pirates feeding on us, but they've got fancy PR teams out front working for them. So I wanted to bring up some of this news to you and get your take on it, because I have a whole stack of news on this subject today. We've all heard of the fake reporters and the Department of Education, Department of Agriculture, Department of Health and Human Services paying all these reporters to go spin, or Tommy Franks, $400,000 a year, to say he's not being paid to say this, but that he loves the war and he loves this and that. Well, this is out of the BBC. U.S. plans to fight the net revealed. And it says the Pentagon has been, is now going to target websites it doesn't like or people it disagrees with. And then it says propaganda, just like its Pentagon Office of Strategic Influence that was announced back in 2003. This says right here, information intended for foreign audiences, including diplomacy and psyops, psychological warfare, is increasingly consumed by our domestic audience, it reads. And it goes on to say that this is what they actually want to do. It says PSYOP's messages will often be relayed by the news media for much larger audiences, including the American public. And so, of course, it just goes on and on. And then it talks about credibility problem. Public awareness for the U.S. military's information operations is low, but it's growing thanks to some operational clumsiness. Last year, it emerged the Pentagon had paid a private company, the Lincoln Group, to plant hundreds of stories in Iraqi newspapers. Well, see, that's a whitewash there, too. They actually ran the papers and killed, not the Lincoln Group, but our military, anyone that didn't. Well, they just gave a guy 30 years for writing a bad story about the occupation. But then they tell us in our media that Iraqi media is free. Oh, look, they're free. The stories all supported U.S. policy, were written by military personnel, and then placed in Iraqi publications. And then, of course, we have the gay porn stars at midnight every night at the White House being called on by Bush every time he's in a jam, calling on a special friend. Give me your take on that, Webster Tarpley.
Well, I can just say in general, if you go back and look at the framers of the Constitution, they obviously thought that you always have to assume the worst possible motives on the part of anybody in power. At least you have to be prepared for the eventuality that somebody who enjoys large amounts of power is going to be motivated by very bad ideas and motivations. And this is the whole spirit of the Constitution. In other words, you cannot have somebody saying, I'm arrogating to myself absolute power. It's a funny story, but if the American Constitution seems to have the idea in it, and I think it's a good one, that you have these three impulses. You have monarchy, oligarchy, and democracy. And if you look at the branches, the president has a monarchical setup, the Senate is oligarchical, the federal judiciary oligarchical, but the House is supposed to be democratic. The problem that we have today is that they're all oligarchical because of the passivity of the population. The only way the system works is the vigilance and the activism of the citizens.
Well, the firewalls in the three branches of government have been systematically bought off, paid off, and so the firewalls have been breached. It's like levees or dams, or a better example is bulkheads on a ship.
And you need reform. In other words, that oligarchy has got to be rolled back, because you look at Bush, he's not a person. He's the mouthpiece for a committee of handlers, and the executive branch, therefore, is an oligarchical presidency, and you've got the oligarchy in the House of Representatives because the offices are bought and sold, which is the classic definition of oligarchy. So somehow this is what has got to change, unless the original plan is somehow reasserted then you're pitching into precisely this kind of abuse.
Well, I just want to say this to the elites, minions that are listening, little servants out there. You know, we'll talk to them and we'll go, okay, you've been lied to. Now they admit they lied to you. And a day before, their minions will be defending the lie, saying it's true. Then as soon as it's exposed as a lie, they go, oh, of course they lied to us. It's for our own good. I think so many Americans who serve this system think they're part of it. Can you speak to that, Webster?
Well, again, if you look back to what Hamilton and Madison and so forth really thought, you don't owe any allegiance to any political party or political faction, and indeed they thought that factions would destroy the Constitution, and maybe that's what we're seeing today. The Constitution is being destroyed by political parties in the way that that Hamilton and Madison thought was the great danger. So,
well, here's another example of just lies and propaganda. They told us about drones that would kill us in 30 minutes and nukes that would kill us in 45, and admittedly we learned it wasn't bad data. They lied on purpose. That's now declassified. Downing Street memo, a whole bunch of others. We know they premeditatedly lied to us. And then now they have this Iraqi general, Seda, this known liar, running around saying that in 85, bin Laden came there. Well, he was our ally in 85, same time Rumsfeld was going over there. And that Saddam shipped the bio and chemical weapons out to Syria. And this is the same crowd that's lied over and over and over again, but now we're supposed to believe him yet again.
Obviously, that it's clear that there is an attack on Iran and or Syria, which is now in the final stages of preparation. And I would have to point out, the Democratic Party is as complicit in this as you can be. One of the main promoters of the attack on Iran,
Lieberman,
is Hillary Clinton. I would say, well, you know, Lieberman is obviously, he makes no bones about it. But Hillary Clinton, Lieberman, and leaders of the Democratic Party,
and I want
to
serve
about all of this.
I agree. I want conservatives to think about a Hillary with all these powers.
Yes, it's quite disturbing, and I think this is where it's clear that something more than picking between these two parties.
Well, yeah, I mean really, they're showing us now when Bill Clinton comes out and defends the war, and we've known that Bill Clinton and the Bushes have been narcotics trafficking together going back to the 80s.
I think what we have to look at right now is the very grave danger of a war with Iran, and that the way in which it's going to happen has been known since last summer when Cheney instructed the Pentagon, be ready to attack Iran with nuclear weapons and or conventional weapons.
If we're attacked.
And then have, well, he said, in the wake of a new 9/11. But the new 9/11 is not something that Cheney's going to wait around for. He's not going to do rain dances and hope for a new 9/11. He's obviously going to make sure that it happens. And
no, he's telling the Pentagon, we're going to be attacked, and we're going to hit them with nukes, and they want to suck us into a war we can't win. That's why they've got the draft board set back up. They've got the bills introduced. And then every time we mention it, they say conspiracy theory when the draft boards have been set up again.
Well, for the neocons and elitists in general, the only way that you can justify a hierarchical society run by plutocrats is to have a constant war going on.
Perpetual war for perpetual peace.
The one thing that George Orwell perfectly well identified back in the late 1940s, you've got to have constant warfare, or you cannot motivate this kind of a social
structure. And by the way, he was a propagandist for them, boys and girls. That's why he knew this. And in the book, the government bombs itself to keep the fear up.
Right. That's a quote you can find. If you can't find it in the book, you can find it in my 9/11 Synthetic Terror Made in USA. And you're absolutely right. He was a British agent who knew whereof he spoke.
I mean, he worked for them all over. I mean, he was a secret policeman in India, then he was a communist, then he was a BBC propagandist in World War II, and he knew.
Let me just point to one thing which I think is important, which is the nuclear component of all this, just in terms of these drills. We go back to 9/11. Most people do not realize that the U.S. was in total nuclear alert on the morning of 9/11. You remember in the Cold War, the B-52s used to be in the air, flying around the poles. Well, on September 11, 2001, we had something called Global Guardian going from Barksdale Air Force Base, Offutt Air Force Base. B-1s and B-52s were in the air loaded with nuclear bombs. The submarines were in firing positions near the coasts of Russia, China, we have to assume. The land-based missiles were ready to go. And in the middle of that exercise, they had a back door built in, the case of a rogue insider with access to command and control systems who wanted to launch nuclear missiles apart from the president's authority. So The invisible government had their own backdoor means of going to nuclear confrontation on the morning of 9/11.
Yeah, and we're talking General Jack T. Ripper and the precious bodily fluids and everything else. We'll be right back.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got about 35 minutes left. We got to really budget our time now. I know everybody's been holding forever, so let's just start moving through these calls quickly. Elijah in Canada, you're on the air with Webster Tarpley. Go ahead.
Alex Jones, it is a privilege. You're a well-respected man in our household.
I'm flattered. I hope I do a good job. I know I'm obnoxious, so thank you for having me in your home. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'd just like to say a couple of things quickly, and I'll make a couple of statements and get your comments and maybe make a quote if you give me some time here. First thing I'd like to say is if people would like to advertise for Alex Jones out there, there's a simple way of just going to a vinyl sign maker, make a little sign on your car. Says InfoWars, you know, say, make a comment like, do you trust your media or do you trust the government? Well, you shouldn't, and go to InfoWars.com. So there's a little plug for you.
I appreciate it. A lot of folks are doing that. Thank you.
Yeah. I'd just like to make a couple of statements here, ask you a question. Have you ever read the book Secret Societies and Subversive Movements? It was originally published in the year 1924.
No, but I've heard about it.
Okay, well, I'd just like to make the connection here because I think that...
Well, I mean, all secret societies are the old name of intelligence agencies. They didn't call them intelligence agencies 150 years ago. They call them secret societies. But I want to get Webster's take on that in a minute. Go ahead.
That's right. Well, you as well as me, Alex, we're Christians. And, like, I'd just like to believe, like, to get your take on, you know, if the Holy Testimony says that Lucifer is the god of this world by human choice, then he must have a supreme king in this world. Now, all the great Christian reformers, like Martin Luther, Tyndale, Wycliffe, Jerome, Huss, the Calvin brothers, and the list goes on, all these great men declared the 10 identifying marks of the prophet Daniel in chapter 7, declared that the seat of Rome, the papacy, was Antichrist.
Okay, listen, I appreciate your call. I guess, Webster, you want to comment on that?
I really wouldn't have anything to say about that. I think it would take so long to even begin to deal with those points that I think we'd eat up the whole time and we still wouldn't get an answer.
Yeah, I'm not trying to cut you short. I mean, if people want me to do some shows on Rome or what's going on there, I mean, obviously any of these big old institutions have got New World Order stuff going on. I mean, Ratzinger just called for a New World Order. Pope Benedict is his new name. But, you know, I don't think that's where it's basically seated. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Pennsylvania. I got to move quick now, folks. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
The question I had was, where did you get this information where the Germans are going to be at these British sports events?
That has been in mainstream news articles that I saw Paul and Steve post this weekend on PrisonPlanet.com. It's in an article called, I believe it's Police State Promotion at World Cup. And in there is a link to mainstream, I believe it's, was it BBC or Telegraph? I believe it's London Telegraph. Actually, it's in the stack right here. Let me try to dig it out during the break. And it says there'll be German police and troops there helping the British. And then it'll be vice versa.
Yeah, so it takes the load off of them, and actually they'll do the work that the British don't want to do, and they get to have their nice hands on, you know, searching illegally.
Well, that was actually one of the questions I had for Webster. Webster, I've read the federal documents. I saw what happened in New Orleans, firefighting in the West. They really are setting the precedent to use foreign mercs and foreign armies in America and in Europe. Why is that?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think my knowledge of the Bundeswehr, the German forces, and of the Italians is that there are people in there who are critical thinkers who might not take part in it. So maybe they're making a wrong calculation. I've talked to quite a number of German and Italian officers over the years, and I count some of them among my friends. And I'm wondering whether that's going to turn out to be a positive gambit for them to play.
Well, it could be German today, Chinese the next. The point is that there's no reason to have foreign troops.
I think the one way you can look at it is General Burns, right? Kevin Burns was fired last summer when Shoemaker came to him and said, in the army that I'm going to run, we're going to have recruits who are illiterate, who are not citizens, who don't speak English, and who have criminal records. Now, that's the kind of foreign troops I would be afraid of. Coming in U.S. Army uniforms, but having those characteristics.
Oh, I agree. Did you know that 24% of the troops in Baghdad are illegal aliens from Latin America?
I think that's quite plausible.
No, I've seen that number like in the Washington Post. I've seen it several places. I mean, that is a foreign army right there.
Yeah, that I think is one of the big issues of the traditionalists against the utopians in the military establishment.
Well, they admit now, 18% of this year's recruits are at the mean level and are literally a few points lower are mentally retarded. Have you seen those numbers?
No, but I think, again, it's quite plausible.
Oh, no, it's been all over the news. They've got 80 IQs.
I mean, well, that's exactly what Shoemaker wanted, right? Shoemaker, who is now the head of the U.S. Army.
So we've actually got, folks, that's a moron. Anything else, Brian? It was a great point you brought up.
Quick question.
Well, stay there. I'll let you ask on the other side. Folks, I'm not kidding. They actually are going to have nothing but an army of morons.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For thousands of years, the secret of vitality, strength, virility, and endurance was kept by the ancient Incas. Until now. Maca, a tuberous plant that only grows in one area of the Andes Mountains, is a functional food and it contains no cholesterol, is rich in vitamins, minerals, fiber, protein, 5 natural sterols, and 7 of the 9 essential amino acids. The folks at Vitamir have now made maca available in powder form so that you can experience its nutritional benefits. Call 877-817-9829 to order maca today. Maca also contains tannins, flavonoids, alkaloids, and fatty acids not found in other foods. Try maca, and you'll know the secret of the ancient Incas. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and order your maca today. Maca. Now, you'll know the secret.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protected complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Tarpley, I tell you, I got to have this guy back up again soon for 2 hours. You get the two of us together, it's just things really move fast. But that's the mark of good radio, to hopefully compel you to think about what's happening in the world. We're so honored that you're joining us today, all of you. Before we go back to the calls, 911 synthetic terror made in the USA. We've got a really good deal on it for you. And we hope that you'll get it. It's $17.95 for a copy of this 511-plus page. It's 500-something pages. I know that. I think it's 511-page book. Second edition that really isn't baloney. I mean, it gets into what really happened on 9/11 with the facts. It meshes with my analysis and adds even more evidence to it. I mean, I've made 3 films about 9/11, written a book, and published another book, and making another film right now that 9/11 is part of, but it's mainly about other terrorist events in history and in modern times. But that film isn't out yet. I hope you'll get 9/11 Synthetic Terror Made in the USA. Or you can get it with my new film, Martial Law. That's really a mini-series, The Police State 9/11 and the Globalist Master Plan. 3 one-hour films on one DVD, my best work yet. You get that with Synthetic Terror for $29.95. Normally, the new film, Martial Law, is $24.95 by itself. So for $5 more, folks, you're getting Synthetic Terror. Or you can look at it the other way and say for $5 more, you're getting the Martial Law film. So those, that film and the book together in a combo, Infowars.com. Get it today or get the book individually at Infowars.com or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and see all my films, my weekly TV reports. This one, Best of Austin, by the way, best TV show in Austin, the Austin Chronicle Readers Poll. I'm pretty flattered. Some years it's the UT football game. Other years it's Austin City Limits. I'm not tooting my horn, but it's a pretty good TV show. And now we're doing a new feature where every week I have guests in studio. This week it's going to be a former DEA officer, head DEA officer in Latin American, Celi Castillo. He'll be joining us to talk about government drug dealing and mafia behavior. He'll be in studio. Well, those type of interviews then are edited together and have documents added, and they're put on the website every single week. So another reason to join PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, or get a yearly subscription, and you get 3 months for free. Monthly and yearly subscriptions at PrisonPlanet.tv. And if you'd like to write to me to order videos or books, it's 3001-3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And you can read for free online because he's so gracious at his website. You can go to Mr. Tarpley's website and you can read his definitive work on George Herbert Walker Bush Sr. We need to have Tarpley up for a couple hours sometime just to cover that because his knowledge is so encyclopedic, pun intended. And, of course, his website, going from memory here, what is it, Tarpley.net, Mr. Tarpley?
Tarpley.net.
That's right, Tarpley.net, and that is T-A-R-P-L-E-Y.
I think that's the oldest continuous anti-Bush dynasty website in the world. In October of this year, it will have been up there for 10 years, giving you that book for free.
Now, I want to go back to the calls quickly and go to Brian, Dean, Paula, Christopher, and Richard. That'll be it for calls because there's so much to cover in the time we've got left. But before we go back to these calls, any other key points that you think the listeners need to understand?
Well, I think that you've got to look ahead to these drills. We were just talking about Global Guardian, right? That was the one on the morning of 9/11. After the U.S. changed the military posture to preemption, to nuclear sneak attack, between August and November of last year, Global Guardian was rebaptized Global Storm, Global Lightning, and that included war games, meaning nuclear war, Armageddon against Russia and North Korea. That was all drilled out last fall. And now we're heading into one called Global Thunder, which is set up for the springtime. So we're looking right now at Able Ally, Able Warrior, which is Special Forces, and Global Thunder, which is STRATCOM, which is nuclear, Able Ally being NATO. So we got NATO.
And to be clear, I have no doubt that the globalists have it in their power and their will to carry out strategic attacks in America to be blamed on foreign enemies.
And that's exactly it. So when something goes off, don't think Bin Laden, don't think caves in Afghanistan, think Dick Cheney, and you will be much closer to the truth, I'm sure.
Well, he said in PNAC documents we need helpful terror attacks.
And he repeated it again in to the Pentagon last summer. So we're on the verge of grave danger of contrived terrorist provocations going off.
And I want to be clear. They carry on an attack. They get the national draft. It's about capturing America more than it is about capturing Asia. It's about if they have a martial law police state in place, they can then take the pension funds, which they've changed the rules so they can do that now 2 years ago. They can now take private property, which they have the Supreme Court ruling. I mean, if you look at the picture, they are preparing to bag not just the world, but America. And so many Americans, so many good old boys I know, Webster, think they're going to be part of this system.
Well, I'm afraid some of them, you know, people, when Hitler came to power, a lot of financiers said, oh, that's just Hitler, we'll control him. And then a lot of them ended up dead as a result of Hitler. So it's much, much more complicated. Again, I would think you've got to forget about the Iranian nuclear forces. The main thing that Iran is doing that's strategic is to prepare the Iranian oil market, the oil exchange or oil bourse, where people from all around the world can buy and sell oil. There hasn't been anything
why
like that
is
since
Iran
1945.
Pushing? Why is Iran making inflammatory comments? Why is their president, in my view, falling right into the hands of the globalists? Is he looking at Kim Jong-il threatening to nuke us or Chinese generals threatening to nuke us on a weekly basis and thinking, well, that Saddam tried to play ball and he got taken out? Is he trying to take the opposite tack?
I would condemn Ahmadinejad. I think Ahmadinejad is an incompetent. I think he's a fool. The only thing we have to remember, though, is that Iran has been threatened repeatedly for a year and a half to 2 years by the U.S., by the British, and by the Israelis, left and right. Blood-curdling threats at least once a week. So what he has said is really simply turnabout in regard to
I know,
that.
But he's still falling into their hands, and that's
yes,
why I agree with you that he's incompetent. But you know, everybody gasped. They said, if you bomb our country, we'll fire back. And everyone's, can you believe it? If we attack them, they'll fight back. Have you ever heard of such evil? That's like if somebody comes to your house and beats your wife in front of you, and you say, I'm going to punch the robber. And they go, he's going to punch the robber. He's bad.
I would agree, and it's clear that in this case, it's the aggression is very.
But I mean, how can the average American buy into that it's bad to fight back if you're attacked?
I don't think it's possible. I mean, I think only a tremendous propaganda brainwashing. Remember that acts of war are going on now. The acts of war include the British are sending terrorists into southern Iran to blow up refineries. There was one went off last week. They've killed dozens of people, and these are British-trained terrorists from Basra that are being sent across the border with the tasking of blowing things up. There are overflights, there are teams, there are acts of war going on all the time. So
by the way, it's declassified. They admit that our government, because BP said so, went in with Kermit Roosevelt in 1953 and bombed mosques all over the country and blamed it on Mossadegh.
Well, now you have the Arabistan or Ahvaz province with the Liberation Front. I call it the BP Liberation Front, because the goal of this Liberation Front is to take the Iranian oil wells and put them back under British control where they were until Mossadegh came along and nationalized them back in the time that you say. So I think that's it. And people have got to get to the point where they're sophisticated enough not to be stampeded by synthetic terror into accepting something that's going to be the beginning of the Third World War.
You know, it's incredible. I mean, Dick Cheney and others say, we'll nuke you, we'll kill you, we'll blow your cities up. And then they say the same thing back. And it's like, can you believe them? We said we'll nuke them, and they said they'll fight back with little conventional rockets. We said we'll bomb them, and they said they might fight. I've never heard of something so evil.
And I think it's very important for traditionalists and conservatives inside the U.S. military to make their voices heard now in any way that they can, that this should not take place. There is no reason for this, and it is an act of incalculable folly
to court war
with Iran.
You know, you call it folly. I think the globalists want to get us into something really rough.
Well, again, I think they're stupid, incompetent people. They calculate wrong. They think they're conquering the world. I don't think they're going to conquer the world ever.
I think the globalists above them, and I've seen the documents on this, are letting America play the part of the bad cop right now, grab what assets they can, then the globalist minions hand it off to their bosses in Europe, and then America takes the blame, and then the whole program just moves forward.
It could well be, but I think the imperative thing to see right now is that the people who are going to carry this out in the U.S. military are going to be in an extraordinarily critical situation, and there is no reason for this, and it should not happen.
Well, I agree with you. Mirtha is saying, obviously, that they're in total civil war. They have Woodruff, the ABC anchor, getting shrapneled in bad condition. I mean, that place is imploding. And then I read an Israeli document in 1983 saying they want it in 3 to 4 parts, broken up. That's the goal. I read Pentagon documents, P2OG, saying that. But then I ask, has it gotten even more worse than what the Pentagon wanted?
Well, the plan is a punitive expedition of destroying certain scientific areas with the nuclear conventional bombing and liberation fronts. Remember, they've got Iran today. They're going to make that into Balochistan, Turkmenistan, Arabistan, Azerbaijan, Kurdistan, and then an Iranistan.
So it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Breaking up Iraq into 3 to 4 parts, breaking up Iran into 3 or 4 parts. It's a stated goal, and our governments have people in there bombing them, admittedly, right now, and then they're supposed to just sit there and take it.
And that's the Bernard Lewis plan.
I agree. No, they should take it. If our government nukes them, they should say thank you, and they should never talk back, and they should accept being shot and killed, and I think that they're evil.
Well, if you don't want peace, then you're in effect choosing war, and then all of the terrible effects of war. And in modern times, we see that when you go into a war, you never can calculate.
Well, how dare Iran not want the British in there bombing things right now? I mean, what's wrong with it? That's friendly.
Well, the British forces in southern Iraq are as one of their admirals said a couple of weeks ago, Sir Alan West. He said we should not allow the attack on Iran to take place because if it does happen, the British forces in Basra can be virtually wiped out. And I think that would extend to all of the foreign forces.
But see, I think it's going to be like with Japan and the 10-part plan. They mean for the forces to get rolled back, and it looks bad. Well, America's getting whooped. Oh, a nuke just went off. They just hit us. We got to get in there now. Come on, America. We're going to get tough on them now. I'm going to send my kids off to get blown to bits.
Well, all the more reason not to go down this path, I would say.
You know what? We're on the edge of Armageddon, folks. I just hope you know that. And these phony bought-off churches are on the government payroll. They're telling you it's all great. Let's go ahead and take another call. Brian, finish up your question quickly. I got to move. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead, Brian.
The second question I have was, did you hear the source about the Homeland Security informing the bank with nothing is allowed to list the banks that are in these CD state deposit boxes?
Yeah, I haven't. I don't know about that particular thing that's out there on the web, but I do know under Homeland Security rules that they will seize your safety deposit boxes, and they did it in 1933 with the War Powers Act. So with
right. So
none of this is new. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Dean in Illinois. Dean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Sir, it's an honor and a pleasure to meet you.
It is not an honor. It's an honor to talk to you. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to talk to you about gun control. I think it's commie propaganda.
Well, I mean, Hitler was for it. The Ku Klux Klan got the first gun control laws passed in this country, and somehow people think it's liberal to turn their guns into the government. I say it's a recipe for disaster. Guns are an insurance policy. They're guns are a keystone. When you have an armed population, you never can have a total tyranny, and Bush has done more for gun control than any Democrat before him, according to Bob Barr, who was on this broadcast, and he's on the board of the NRA. Let me get a comment from Webster Tarpley on that.
I would go with the Constitution. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be impaired as long as it's well regulated. That's all you need.
All right, go ahead. Anything else, caller?
Yes, and I have a friend who was debating with a school teacher, and the school teacher was making him look like a fool because he was arguing for guns. No, he was.
Well, I mean, look, you have a mafia, if you're there in Chicago, an own mob boss running things, you think the mafia wants you to be armed?
Nope.
I mean, your state is not issuing the gun owner cards and then coming and arresting people when the state itself didn't issue the cards, and the state has ruled it doesn't matter if we're the ones that didn't issue the cards, we're still going to come arrest you.
Yeah.
So it's their fault, and then you get arrested.
Yes, I totally agree with you.
Dean, it's disgusting. How do you listen to us in Illinois?
How do I listen to you?
Yes, sir. I know we have a lot of affiliates there. I was wondering what AM station. Listen, I appreciate your call.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What is? Sorry, I forget the name.
You know, it's okay. Listen, I forget to ask the listeners what station they're listening to, so thanks for the call. Now, I'm just really excited to have, what is it, 4 or 5 stations now in Illinois. You know, Webster, I go back to this. It's the best news we've got. I don't put on an act here. I just am a real guy with real news, with real guests, and so many stations are turning this on. So many mainstream people are now listening. So many people, I mean, frankly, I don't find hardly anyone that disagrees anymore. It's like people instinctively know that we're in deep trouble.
I think so, and I have to congratulate you on your growth. You're a great voice and a great cause, and people need to be made aware and educated, and you've done a tremendous contribution on that in the past several years.
Well, let me just say this. I can't hardly listen to myself sometimes. Sometimes I listen, it sounds great. Sometimes it doesn't. I'm not arrogant. It sounds like I'm arrogant. I'm just upset and aggressive. But I think people know, that they can tell that it's genuine what I'm saying, what I'm doing. They check out what we say. But it isn't about Alex Jones. To have so many people listening to me is very, very humbling, Webster. But it also gives me hope. And I laid in bed last night thinking, man, I want to do a good job tomorrow. I want to make sure Webster gets to make all his points. I want to try to cover all the news. But, I mean, do you ever get the feeling of frustration that there's so much evidence, Webster?
Well, sometimes it becomes overwhelming. I think it's important. It's important to have information, but beyond the information, there has to be a philosophical method. In other words, a way of looking at the world and an understanding of the main things that are going on right now, which I think are a very severe economic and financial depression, financial crisis everywhere, and that somehow that is fueling this drive towards police states, totalitarian, authoritarian regimes, and towards a new world war. And if you can keep all that, and I think you do, and people need to hear about it every day in new forms, then I think you can put all the various facts that come in every day into their proper
exactly. You've got to have the proper lens or it's all just garbage. Once you know the program, once you know the goal, because people think, well, why do they want a police state? What for? Well, number one, they're going to own the private companies that they give bids to themselves. It's corporate welfare. Number two, they want to do a lot of horrible things financially to you that they know you're not going to put up with. Number three, they want power and control. Number four, they're gangsters. They want to be armed to protect themselves against all the other gangsters. That's why they want a world government. I mean, they want to secure and expand their power.
I would say also in regard to Iran today, since 1945, the only way you could get oil was by having dollars. Now, if Iran opens this oil bourse, you're going to be able to do that with euros or, I think, with other currencies too, maybe even with gold.
You're talking about a mercantile.
I'm talking about the Iranian oil bourse so that you can buy it in some other way. So you don't have to go to London, you don't have to go to New York, or one of their
branches. But for the layman, you mean no longer will the petrodollar be a dollar.
Yes, you'll have a petro-euro competing with the petrodollar, and that at least gives people the chance to play one against the other, so they're somewhat better off.
And now we have China dumping the dollar incrementally. It's all very, very serious, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, the cops want to pull you over and search your car while the border is wide open. It's just absolutely ridiculous. They're looking for drugs that the government shipped in to begin with. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Tarpley. Christopher in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, my friend.
I just had to say thank you to all listeners, you, Alex, and your guest here. Thank you very much.
That's it, Christopher?
That's all I have to say is, like, everyone who's listening, they know what's up, and they're going to be the best fighters in this fight. And, you know, either, you know, with them or against them, and ridiculous. So thanks, everybody, for being strong and not selling themselves out to the devil.
Thank you, Christopher. Webster, isn't it, I mean, becoming ridiculously obvious, though, how many times you've caught them lying, how many things they've done, all the bid rigging and war profiteering and the Democrats all being owned by the same people? I mean, aren't Americans really being given a choice right now like we never have before? It's being made so obvious.
I think especially on this question of the relation of drills and terrorism, this is the time when that kind of education can really make a difference, right? We've seen, for example, the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan. There was a White House presidential succession drill of the Nine Lives series being done. We had Hylek 75, which was a possible nuclear confrontation with the Soviets. We had Abel Archer 83, which was so realistic, the Soviets thought it was the real thing and went to red alert. Then we've had London on 7/7. We've had September 11th. We know that if terrorist provocations come, there's a very high probability that they're going to be conduited and bootlegged through the military and security apparatus of the government. And that's what you have to look for. So you've got to go to those websites, and there are volunteers who do this. There are citizen observers who find out these things, put them up on the web, denounce them, expose them.
And again, these drills are key because they use it as operational cover with the compartmentalization inside the government because they have to use government assets. It's a telltale sign, a key indicator. Let's go ahead and talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I tell you, hon, you have every right to be angry. I mean, everybody's, you know, just, it's becoming just like you. I mean, you are helping so many, and we're having everybody get a hold of your program. We're calling radio stations, trying to get, you know, you on with them. And I tell you what, guys, you have got to stand up and fight. That's all there is to it, just like that gentleman said. And if we don't, it's all going to be over with. But I think we have the power. There's more of us than there are them.
Well, unfortunately, I'm a Christian myself, but so many of the churches have been bought off by the federal government and other groups that they tell people, lay down, don't get involved. That's the complete opposite of what the Bible teaches. Webster, comments on that?
I think so, and I think you can forget about the usual political categories of left and right, because those don't work. You have an opposition among conservatives. You have an opposition among libertarians. And also among leftists, quite frankly. So
well, exactly.
Bring it all together.
Groups that have never, because this is forcing people to grow up. This is forcing people to get past all these terms and get right down to the nitty gritty. We got a corrupt elite that's out of control, that's gotten away with so much they think they're bulletproof, and they're trying to roll us into a global crisis that they think they're going to win in and get even more power at our expense. We've got to stop it. Paula, thank you for joining us. Webster, Griffin, Tarpley, I've got to get you on in the next few months. We always have you on a couple times a year, but I want to get you on even sooner. Tarpley.net or go to Infowars.com to get his new book, the second edition of 911 Synthetic Terror Made in the USA. Go to Infowars.com and order it off the Secure Online Shopping Cart. We have a deal where it also goes with the new film Martial Law for $15 along with it. Great deal. So that's up on Infowars.com or go to PrisonPlanet.tv to see the videos online. Webster, thank you so much for spending 2 hours with us.
My pleasure. See you soon. I'll be waiting for you to call.
Keep up your amazing work. Vaya con Dios. Folks, he is so on. There's so many other 9/11 researchers that get a lot of it right, but not all of it. I mean, he is just exactly on target with my analysis. Take care, folks.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.